بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى والدين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد أفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبط نبي الرحمة وسيد شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي أجل الله تعالى فرجه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا قيل لهم اتبعوا ما أنزل الله قالوا بل نتبع ما ألفينا عليه آباءنا. One of the reasons that the Islamic societies are falling behind and failing in their missions, in their journey in this life, is something called, I'm focusing on one aspect today, something called too much courtesy. Courtesy in Farsi, ta'aruf. Ta'aruf in Arabic is different than ta'aruf in Farsi. Ta'aruf in Arabic, it means to recognize. Ta'aruf in Farsi, I'm pronouncing it the Farsi way, ta'aruf, it means courtesy. In Arabic, they call it mujamala. Too much courtesy. What do I mean by that? I mean that for long, many centuries, we embrace this twisted culture of too much courtesy, too much courteous, being too courteous to others. It is nice to be courteous, but not too courteous. Because even courtesy has limits. When it gets out of that limits, it backfires. It will have negative results. I'll give you examples. When someone is doing something wrong in the family, in the society, we should not tell him you are doing good. Ahsant barakallah. This is not good. You are not being courteous here. You are being a hypocrite. You are sending that person who's a failure, who's a wrongdoer, who's not competent, who's not delivering, who's not doing a good job, you are not sending him a positive message. You are sending him a negative message. You are saying ahsant for the wrong person at the wrong time. Yes, it is good that we encourage people. Encouragement is very good. But if someone is always doing wrong, insisting on his aggression, insisting on his wrongdoing, you can't keep telling him always ahsant, ahsant, barakallah. You can't. This is not right. You are not building him or others. You are destroying him and destroying the rest of the society. So when there is something wrong, we have to confront. We have to speak. When there is a failure somewhere, we have to speak about it. We have to go to that person. We cannot hide it. We cannot be always courteous to people. This is not a good culture. This is not a way to build your societies and your communities and your children and your families. They get confused. When someone does something successful, we say this is success. When someone fails, we tell him, this is a failure. Maybe next time you will win. Next time you will succeed, but this is a failure. This is a mistake. Don't say to someone who does a mistake, you are good. Don't say that to them. Yes, we have to be sensitive. I agree with you. We have to respect people. I agree with you. We should not hurt their feelings. I agree with you. But at the same time, we have to be honest and truthful. Honest and truthful. When someone, something good is happening, we say this is good. When someone, something bad is happening, we should not say this is good. We should not say this is good. Don't send wrong messages to your children. Don't send wrong messages to people around you. Don't send wrong messages to your friends, to your community members. Be sensitive, be polite, but to speak the truth. If you want to build them, you have to speak the truth. Amir al-Mu'mineen has a beautiful saying. When he sent his governors to many provinces and many states, he said to them the following. We should learn this from Ali ibn Abi Talib. From this sentence, we should learn lessons and incorporate these lessons in our daily life, in our behavior. Customs, traditions in our societies does not mean that they are all always right. Some of these customs that we learn back home are terrible, are not right. They are wrong. Who says all your adat, your customs, your family heritage are always correct? Who says that? Where is it? Allah says in the Quran, when I tell them, follow my book, they say we follow our families. The ayah that I read earlier, the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah. Ayah number 170. Allah says, we tell them, follow what God has sent to you. They say, no, we follow our fathers, our customs, our families, our traditions. Some of your traditions are good. Some of them are not good. If they are not good, you have to separate yourself. Imam Ali alayhi salam says to Malik al-Ashtar, وَلَا يَكُونَنَّ الْمُحْسِنُ وَالْمُسِيءُ عِنْدَكَ بِمَنْزِلَةٍ سَوَاءٍ. Good people and bad people, you should not equalize between them. This is wrong. Don't do ta'aruf here. Don't do mujamila here. Don't do courtesy here. When someone is doing good, he's on time, he's perfect, he's a professional. And someone who's lazy, he always comes late. He's not delivering, he's not professional. Don't put them together. This is a crime. Crime against the whole society, the whole country. وَلَا يَكُونَنَّ الْمُحْسِنُ وَالْمُسِيءُ. Insan, a person who's good, who's successful, who's hardworking, who's sincere, don't put him next to someone who's a failure. He doesn't have good intention. He doesn't know what to do. He's always confused. He does not deliver. Don't put them together. Why? فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ تَزْهِيدًا لِأَهْلِ الْإِحْسَانِ فِي الْإِحْسَانِ. You are going to discourage those who are doing well. Because he says, I'm doing well for 40 years. They put me with someone who's bad. You are going to discourage him. Tazheed. Tazheed here means discouragement. And on the other hand, وَتَدْرِيبًا لِأَهْلِ الْإِسَاءَةِ عَلَى الْإِسَاءَةِ. And your act, when you put them together, you are encouraging Ahlul Isa'ah, the one who's a failure, not doing good. You are encouraging him to continue not to do good. To continue his failure. Because there is no accountability. There is no accountability here. So why should he do good? Nobody is reprimanding him. Nobody is telling him that, listen, this is, everybody is telling him, Ahsant, Ahsant, Barakallah, Mashallah, Ahsant. This is called ta'aruf. Don't do ta'aruf. Be serious. Don't do ta'aruf. Especially when it is related to the community, to the society, to the country. When someone is doing well, we say Ahsant. Well, and we need more. When someone is doing evil, not delivering, we tell him, you are not delivering, by the way. We give you a warning one time, twice, three times. After that, I'm sorry. If I lay you off, I'm sorry. Because you are not delivering. This is justice. in the society. So some of these customs that we brought from the Middle East, from our countries, they do not work here. They do not work anywhere. They are wrong. Islam is a religion of revival. Islam is a religion of transformation. Islam says wherever there is a good idea, we embrace it. We don't care whether this idea comes from the East, from the West, from the North, from Muslims, from non-Muslims, from rich, from poor. If this is a good idea, you have to embrace it. I'll give you an example of what happened recently. The clash between the two generations, the old mentality, the old generations, and the young generations. Old generations are people who came as immigrants, our parents, my parents, your parents, from Iran, from Lebanon, from Iraq, from Afghanistan, from Pakistan, from India, from Egypt, from Syria. The young generations are the ones who are born here. When this incident happened in New Zealand, many of the mosques in this country, in many of these mosques, there was a clash between the old generation and the new generation. The old generation, they said the solution, immediate solution, is to shut the mosque down because they are fearful. Old generation are fearful because they lived in society where there is tyranny. They are afraid of police. Back home, when you see the police, you start shivering. Here, you don't shiver. Why? He should shiver from you, not you. He should fear you. You can take him to court here, the police. You can take him to the judge, to the court. So they said, let's shut it down, shut the masjid. The new generation, and these some incidents that happened in the West Coast and the East Coast, I'm aware of them. The young generation said, no, we should not shut them. And in fact, we should go more to the mosque. Because the goal of those terrorists by attacking the worshippers, they want you to leave. They want you to shut the masjid. They don't want you to go to the mosque. So we have to stand. We should not be defeated. They are trying to intimidate the Muslims. They don't want people, Muslims, to go to their mosques. So if we don't go, we are helping them and aiding them. They become successful. This is what the young generation said. I know in a place in New York, the old generation, they said, let's shut the mosque for 2 months. 2 months. Can you imagine? But the young generation said, no, this is our place of worship. We did nothing wrong. Yes, we take care of security. This is important. Definitely we have to take care and revisit our security measures. But we have to open it and defend ourselves. We would not allow people to shut the mosque. Clash between two mentalities. Now, if you come to some people, they say we have to respect the elders. But this is not a matter of respect. You don't respect the elders if they say something wrong. You don't do ta'aruf here. It is not a place for ta'aruf and mujamala and courtesy. This is a fight between right and wrong. In one of the mosques in New York, they had a program and they canceled the program. They canceled it. They said, we are too afraid to open the mosque. This is not a solution, my friends. This is not a solution. When something wrong, we say this is wrong. Always the good ideas have to win, not the age. Age does not matter. Whenever the idea is right, the idea has to win. Whether the sayer of this idea, the one who said it, is old or young, it doesn't matter. Always ideas. Islam says follow after the good ideas. Don't look at the generations. Don't look at the age. In Islam, there is a hadith. Do not look at who said. Look at what said, what he said, what he or she said. Don't look at who. Sometimes there is a good idea that comes from the mouth of a child. But it's a good idea. We have to pursue that idea. We have to implement it. So one of our problems, my friends, that we have to change in our societies is this, the issue of being too courteous. Too courteous. Being courteous is good, but not too courteous. When there is something right or wrong, we have to follow the right. If we want to progress in this society, push our societies
forward and salvage them from these tribal considerations and elements, then we have to follow the truth, inshallah.
Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat.
On April 1st is the 25th of the month of Rajab, the anniversary of the martyrdom of our seventh Imam, Al-Imam Musa ibn Ja'far Al-Kadhim alayhi salatu wassalam. On April 3rd is the anniversary of Mab'athun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day the Prophet received the Quran and he started his mission and his ministry. Therefore, we're going to have, last Saturday we had an Arabic session. This coming Tuesday, April 2nd, we're going to have a Farsi session, inshallah. Here we have Dua al-Tawassul. The prayers begin at 7:22 p.m. And inshallah, the lecture by our honorable scholar, Dr. Mehdi Taqi. I personally enjoy all of his speeches and presentations, and I benefit from him. So we're going to enjoy him on Tuesday, April 2nd, in a Farsi language, inshallah. So we enjoy the Farsi as well as Arabic and English. So this masjid is a universal masjid that caters for all. And we don't mind if we can have Urdu and Turkish lectures here too. These are also Islamic languages. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat. Innaka mujibud da'awat. عجل في فرج إمامنا وسيدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.